The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Beloved viewers, welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. On this episode of the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we will again discuss seal killing in the Gulf of St. Lawrence in Canada's Quebec province and on the ice floes north of Newfoundland. This unimaginable bloodbath, which involves the merciless slaughter of thousands of innocent animals, occurs each year in mid-March and April.
Imagine going into a park and seeing a man walking around and clubbing a litter of puppies, you know, eight-week-old puppies with a bat. People would be horrified. People would be outraged. This would be front page of the news. So why is it okay to do this to seals if we would not allow this for puppies? Seals are very closely related to dogs. There's no need for it. It's absolutely unnecessary.
Cheryl Fink, Senior Research and Project Specialist with the International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, Canada, and member of the organization SEAL team, performs the difficult task of observing and documenting the annual seal slaughter. Her reports on the seal hunt raise public awareness of this horrific event. Ms. Fink also serves as a spokesperson in Canada for the Fund SEAL campaign and contacts government officials to inform them of the truth about this utterly inhumane practice.
And that's been a very long process trying to, again, make sure all of the politicians are aware of the facts and make sure that they're aware of what is really going on.
The main types of seals brutally killed for their fur each year are the grey seal, the hooded seal, and the harp seal. Harp seals are by far the main victims of the massacres. Between 2005 and 2009, more than a million of these innocent, harmless beings were savagely murdered for their fur. Why is it that harp seals in particular are the focus of the seal industry?
The harp seal slaughter is the largest slaughter of a marine mammal anywhere in the world. They're very easy to kill because they congregate at the one time of year when they give birth, and this is the time that they're hunted, about 3 weeks after the pups are born. So it's very easy for the sealers to find the herds, to find the pups, and very easy for them to kill the pups because there's no way for the pups to escape. They haven't learned how to swim yet. In many cases, the ice is solid enough. I don't know if you've ever seen a seal crawling on the ice. They're a little bit awkward. They're not very quick, so it's very easy for the sealers to kill them.
The phrases cowardly acts, disturbing, and agonizing deaths come to mind when viewing footage of harp seals being bludgeoned, sliced, and tortured to death for the international fur trade. The practice raises the questions, who could even wear seal fur? Do those who choose to do so even know that many seal pups are still fully conscious when their skin is ripped from their bodies? Do they know that the sealers use hakapiks, wooden clubs with sharp metal spikes mounted on one end, to brutally beat and kill the animals? Cheryl Fink next describes the relentless massacre she witnessed this year in the Gulf of St. Lawrence.
There's fairly solid ice in the Gulf of St. Lawrence this year, which is unusual. We haven't seen that since 2005. But the ice conditions were good enough that we could actually land our helicopters, which is ideal for getting up to observe the hunt. Under our observation permits, we can get within 10 meters of the sealers while they're working, which is pretty close to be able to get this footage to show people what really happens. So we had We'd landed. It was a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. We approached the hunters, and it was awful. I mean, the seals, they were so warmed from the sun. They were just lying there. Most of them weren't even trying to escape. The sealer could just walk right up to them and club them with it. And it's horrible. It was horrible. I will always remember the sound of the hakapik hitting the skull. It's a horrible sound.
Ms. Rebecca Oldworth, Director of the Humane Society International Canada, has also witnessed the terrifying seal butchery. Here, she describes a frightening scene.
the seal pup in the water is still bleeding. Now a sealer has hooked the seal pup in the water through the flipper. On the ice, a sealer is clubbing the seal pup that was still conscious but wounded. The seal pup on the ice is being thrown into the boat, tossed like garbage onto other seal carcasses. The seal pup in the water is being hoisted on board the boat by the flipper and again tossed onto a pile of dead and dying seals. And what is really shocking here is that the sealer doesn't even stop to club this baby seal to ensure that the seal is dead. He doesn't check to see that she's unconscious. He just cuts her open from top to bottom, slices her open, and then the carcass of the other seal pup is thrown overboard.
When we return, we'll have more on the abhorrent, violent butchery of sweet harp seal pups. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television, where we are discussing the appalling annual slaughter of thousands of harp seal babies. What about the ones who slaughter the seals, the sealers?
It was so bad this year when we were on the ice. We actually saw seals that were killed and just left there, killed and left behind, cut open. There was a white coat seal, his split down the middle, skin peeled back, left to rot on the ice. They're just being killed for no reason. Just for the sake of killing them. There's no need, no good reason for this to be going on at all. The suffering, I can tell you, that we've seen year after year after year. The sealers don't need to follow the regulations because they know that nobody is watching them, for the most part. For last year, the information we got, that for 1,800 boats hunting in an area of 200,000 square kilometers or more, they had three helicopters to monitor the hunt. Three helicopters can't tell if sealers are following the rules. They know they're not being monitored. And even when we're there on the ice, we see horrible examples of suffering that should not be allowed. We see seals that are clubbed on the head, injured but not killed. They're left there choking on their own blood. We've seen seals that have been clubbed, temporarily made unconscious while the sealer goes off and does something else, and then they regain consciousness and start crawling around in severe pain, blood coming out of everywhere. It's horrible. This year we saw this quite often too. Seals that are clubbed and they get to the water's edge, or they manage to escape before the sealer can get to them. So these are animals, they call them struck and lost. They're dying long, slow, painful deaths under the water. It's horrible.
Harp seals are migratory species, and so, as Ms. Fink points out, the issue of killing seals for fur is an international matter.
So wildlife is an international resource that should be cherished by people around the world, and so I think it's important that other countries do learn about the seal hunt, and if they don't want to be a part of it, which is what's happening in Europe, they have the right to close their markets to seal products and say, we don't want to be part of this suffering that's going on.
A as part of the International Fund for Animal Welfare, Canada's initiative to ban the seal slaughter by informing government officials and the media of the gruesome truth behind the seal fur trade, they take the officials and media personnel to the scene of the carnage.
We'll bring politicians and journalists, because once you're on the ice and you have this experience of being with the seal pups and just spending time with them and watching them, and then if you go back a few days later when the hunt has started and the ice is just covered in blood and carcasses, and seeing those two things back to back is a very, very powerful experience for a lot of people.
In May 2009, the European Parliament voted by an overwhelming majority to ban the import of seal products. Of this landmark decision, Rebecca Aldworth, director of the Humane Society International Canada, wrote on her organization's website, "The EU, or European Union, acted on behalf of its citizens, and in doing so, has saved millions of defenseless seals from a horrible fate." In June 2009, the 2009 commercial hunt for harp seals was officially closed, and a lower number of seals were slaughtered as compared to years past. The change has been attributed in part to the European Union's noble decision. Still, even the death of one of these precious beings is too much, and there is much more work to be done. Ms. Fink offers some suggestions on how we can all help end the violence.
Well, the most important thing people can do is, of course, not buy seal products. Don't buy seal fur. Don't buy seal meat. Don't buy seal oil capsules. Don't buy seal products. Don't be a part of the suffering. Another thing people can do is to be more politically engaged. In Canada, we're asking people to write to their members of parliament to tell them that they oppose the seal hunt and want to see it ended. Around the rest of the world, we're asking people to write or contact the Canadian embassy.
Please lend your voice to the cause of stopping animal suffering, wherever and whenever it occurs. Also, please consider protecting all forms of life by adopting a compassionate, healthy, plant-based diet. Together, we can bring an end to the anguish of our fellow beings. To close, we would like to sincerely thank Cheryl Fink and the International Fund for Animal Welfare Canada and Rebecca Aldworth and the Humane Society International Canada for all they are doing to safeguard the precious lives of the seals. May heaven bless your noble work. Concerned viewers, thank you for your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is Enlightening Entertainment after Noteworthy News. May all animal life be respected and cherished.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.